Wearing an item that once belonged to a loved one can be powerful in various ways. Here, Kath Haynes tells the story of her mother's decline and a ring that she holds dear. This is Kath's Life in 500 Words.
I remember sitting on the bed at my oldest sister's house as the three of us divided up the contents of the velvet bag holding our mother's jewellery. It felt macabre and wrong somehow, given that she was still alive, but I was assured it was the sensible thing to do under the circumstances. I took a string of pearls for my daughter, a bangle, brooch, two old wedding rings, and a simple, familiar garnet ring. It isn't valuable or even particularly attractive, but this modest garnet ring with a worn gold band and diamond chips is one of the most precious objects I have. 16 years later, my hands are now my mother's hands. Shiny, thin skin marked with age spots and fingers tending towards stumpy. When I was young, I'd craved fine bones and long, slim fingers, but now I treasure the familiarity of my hands, comfortably wearing that simple garnet ring. Not long before my sisters and I had divided up her jewellery, my mum was moved to the secure ward of a nursing home in the Adelaide Hills. A lump would rise in my throat when I visited. I hated to go, but also craved the time with her while she still recognised me and gave me what I had always needed, her unconditional love and open delight in my company. The hallway leading from the simple coded entry door to the lounge area smelt of age and accidents, but the staff had done what they could to brighten it up with paintings, occasional chairs and vases of plastic flowers. Betty and a picture of geraniums was attached to the outside of Mum's door. Her room was decorated with familiar items, a blue recliner chair, lamp, a sideboard filled with trinkets and mementos. Family photos and a few of Mum's paintings were blue tacked to the walls. Nothing of value. The bottle of gin that we'd hidden in the sideboard for Mum's evening G&T was against the rules, as was the money in her handbag. Although she didn't need money for anything, in fact, she didn't need a handbag. It was a source of distress for her to open her purse and find it empty, which she did frequently. To her relief, my brother slipped her $20 whenever he visited, but it was gone by the next visit. But the ring doesn't take me back to those sad final years. I'm transported instead to her sewing, cooking, painting, gardening, doing the crossword, or laughing with me in the kitchen over a cup of tea and a homemade slice, or a gin and tonic and a packet of chips. Her hands were always busy. I'm reminded of the delight in her voice when I called for advice, sympathy, or just a chat. This ring is a direct link to the mother I had before dementia. It's the most precious object I have, and I wear it when I need to feel her strength, her humour, and her unwavering love.
Kath Haynes with that lovely story about her mother and a garnet ring. That was produced by Michelle Weeks and Tim James. If you'd like to send in your own story about an object that's precious to you, and especially why it's so important, head to our website, click on the Life in 500 Words picture at the bottom of the page, and you can see all the details of how to record it into your smartphone and send it to us. I have tried it. It is not that hard. Our email is lifematters@abc.net.au. Just put precious objects in the subject line.
Think bigger about the world we live in. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.